Okay, this is July 1st, 2014, 3:06 p.m. It's been 10 days since the solstice, and this is the first audio log I'm recording of my studies of this unfinished copy of the Liber Ivonis. I would like to state once again, for the record, that I highly protest that I was assigned this dead-end project. Of course, the senior professors gave themselves the task of studying the rediscovered Necronomicon, the one with the hideous new annotations and corrections written within it. No, the old men seem to be of the opinion that no woman should be attached to their eventual published paper. No, we can't break that tradition here at Miskatonic. So yes, here I am, skimming through a fairly common and half-written translation of this text. I don't expect to need to record many of these. This is August 26th, 7:14 p.m. I haven't done a new one of these in a while, since nothing new happened. Weeks of work and no progress until a freak accident. To be clear, I'm a fairly chaste woman, unburdened by many carnal thoughts, but I'm human. After meeting a certain colleague, no details are needed, but let's just say I was more than a little sexually aroused when I stepped into my designated lab at Miskatonic. I decided to hurry up with the day's work, but my mood wouldn't abate, so as I was skimming the text, I couldn't help but find my hand involuntarily was rubbing my, this increased my arousal, and when I got to the blank pages in the second half, well, there was text. I can't tell the language yet, but I will soon. I've tested it since, but it seems they only show up if my mental state is extremely aroused. The stronger the arousal, the clearer the text. Right now, I can even see entirely new text. But this level of arousal is extremely difficult to maintain. I'll report back later on this breakthrough. It is September 27th, 2:15 p.m. Progress is extremely rapid lately, and at the risk of turning this into a personal diary, I will add strange things are increasingly common in my personal life. The research into this book is going very well, and I have transcribed the majority of the hidden text. However, I still haven't found the language, and I'm not quite ready to show the findings to others. Right now, I do wish to put to record the strange events. This may all be imagined or due to my long and odd hours, but I've noticed many changes to myself. First, my libido has become unnervingly high. I constantly have carnal, sexual thoughts. On the bright side, reading the hidden text is much easier when constantly aroused. Secondly, I've had recurring, increasingly vivid dreams. They're always the same. I wake up on a cold stone and see constellations of strange alien stars above me. Then I hear the chanting from dark forms around me in some foreign tongue. And then I feel the breath on me as a huge form rises over me. His hairs brush against my naked skin, and then he penetrates me deep. It's as if I'm on display for the forms as they chant, louder and louder as this creature breeds me. I can't run away. Each time I try to fight him, he holds me down and uses my body, panting, growling. Each time my body reacts against my will, I try to fight him off, run away, but each time he slams me into a wall of pleasure. I can't help but just succumb to this inhuman beast. I can't help but let him breed me. Each morning I wake up with my blankets on the ground, my body sweaty and sore. I don't like it. I don't want it. It's rape. Horrible, violent rape. God, I just wish the dreams would stop. Okay. The final strange thing is my body. I seem to be in the midst of some transformation, some sort of extremely late second stage of puberty. I've never been the most well-endowed or even attractive of women. I never gave much thought to physical charms, but lately I swear I look more sexual. My figure is filled out, my breasts are larger, lips are fuller. Hell, somehow my skin has cleared up and I rarely have need for my glasses. This is probably the cause of my arousal, but just in case, here it is for the record. I will say, too, that attention from the opposite sex is becoming a nuisance. The stares and impure glances only increase the fire inside me. Just knowing I could have any or all of those men. Part of me is increasingly, sickeningly tempted to actually have sex with them. Maybe even right there, in public. God, what is happening to me? October 14th, 1:39 a.m. The following is a recording of last night. The dreams are every night now, sometimes multiple times a night, and outside of waking up exhausted and sore, I remember them less and less.
No, no, not here again. Please, no. Please stop it. Stop the chanting, please. You guys are human too. Help me. No, oh God, no, no. No, please, not again, please. I'm human. I'm human. I'm not one of you. Please, oh God. Please. I'm still sore. Oh, still sore. Please, let me go. Oh God, no, no, oh no, it's too big, oh my God, it's too big, please, please stop it, please stop raping me, you don't even care, I doubt you even understand me. God, I'm too full inside. I'm so full of your massive cock. It's so big. No. No, don't hit that spot. No. 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 I don't want it. I don't want it. Please. Disgusting creature. No. Thing. Using my body against my will. I'm not going to do it for you. I'm not going to come for you again, you disgusting thing. I don't care how hard you beat me, how hard you hit that. Oh God. Oh, Spotter, how good it feels. I'm not gonna come. I'm not gonna come, fuck. No, God. Don't come at me, please. Don't come at me. No, not again. Please don't break me. I don't want it. I don't want it. Oh, fuck. Don't come at me. Please. Please, no, you're coming. Oh, God, you're coming at me. Oh, God. Oh, God, you're coming so much. Please, no. Please, no. I didn't come. I didn't. You couldn't make me come. God, just let me rest. I won this time. Ow. Ow. Oh, not so fast, please. Don't pull out that fast. Oh, too big. No. 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 No, guys. No, don't come closer. I don't want this. You're human like me. You should stop him. Not. Don't take your cocks out. Oh God. Oh God, no. You're going to make me too. Fuck, God. Stop the chanting. That horrible chanting. Stop it while you rape me, at least. No. You won't make me come. You won't. Please. Don't make me come. Please stop raping me. I can't hold out for all of you. Too many of you. Dozens, hundreds, oh God. Please don't make me come. Don't make me come. Oh, so gross. Jerking off on me too. My face, my body all over me. Oh God, I'm rubbing it in. No, stop rubbing the gum into me. Stop it, stop it. It's bad enough. It's bad enough to rape me. Don't do that to all of you. No, too much gum. I'm covered in your fucking gum. Oh God. Oh. Raping me again. One guy after another. So many of you. Hundreds of you. Oh God. You're all going to rape me. Oh God. Come on me. One after another. As soon as one finishes, another of each sick black robe fox takes his place. God, so much cum. I can taste the cum on my lips. No. Oh, fuck, fuck, two of you at once, no, we can both get fit, oh God, oh, both of you are in my home, please, oh, and you're all jacking off of me too, fuck, go ahead, I can't stop you, rape me, you fucks, rape me, and bathe me, you fucking sperm, go ahead, I'm not gonna come. I'm not gonna come for you. Go ahead. Do it. Do it. Make me your gang rape whore. Rape me again. I'm not gonna come. I'm not gonna come. You can't make me. You can't. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, God, I'm coming. Oh, God, I'm... coming. Oh, fuck.
It's November 30th, 2014, 9:09 p.m. 21 days until the solstice. This is my final entry. I've tried to discuss this with the professors, but no men treat me like before. It's as if they fall under some power of mind, get blank stares, and just wait for me to tell them to drop their pants. There's no talking with men anymore. And I can't help myself. God, so many men. The child, no, thing inside me has cravings. Not normal cravings, but cravings for specific seed from men. One day it may be intelligence, the next raw physical strength. Almost like it's searching for the perfect mix of traits. This final recording is to say that I pray that I've gone insane, that this is an elaborate illusion. I've lost control of myself. The dreams have stopped, but instead are replaced with this endless desire for men. I can't stop it. No matter how many men, how many acts I do, I still crave more. I need them in my mouth. I need them touching me, using me. Any holes they want. I lack the will to stop them, and they cannot resist me. I don't know what this means, what it has to do with the dreams and that thing. I do know that it has to do with that dark, evil book. I do know that none of this is good for mankind. I beg you, please, if you hear this, stop me. Find me. And kill me. Put me down and make sure the thing inside me is not born. Please, you must do this. Kill it. Kill me. Or else this will be the end of us all.